Your name?
Let's start again. Just keep going.
No, we're starting again.
Let's go, girls.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And joining us today, comedian, friend in real life, Toby McMullen.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming back on.
Oh, buddy. I love you guys.
Returning bestie, Toby McMullen.
Let's go.
Brought his own hat and glasses.
I mean, does his homework, is a fucking sharpshooter. We love
just the best of the best,
having you here.
Oh, I love being here. I mean, just talk about good vibes from the second I walked in. We're gossiping.
Oh, my God.
Having a blast.
Yeah.
We're getting food after. We already have plans.
We famously love to gossip.
Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
We have to budget like 25 minutes of us being like, "Did you hear what this bitch
fucking Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Every time I have plans to write with another comedian, I'm like, let's book an hour to talk before that starts because I have so much to tell you.
Oh my God, an abortion?
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes. God, someone should get an abortion so we have new stuff to talk about.
Well,
Toby?
No, thanks. I will say this. I've been skydiving.
Rocky Mountain.
Not nearly as scary as having sex in Texas. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah,
that's like you have sex and the woman could die.
Oh.
You know,
yeah,
much
or you
less
could
get
have
pregnant.
A baby,
no,
which,
but
it's
so much worse.
Yeah, but you're fucking like liberal sluts and you can fly them out to New York City for a little quick suck.
You hope they're liberal sluts. What if you just met them?
Yeah, that's
true. A lot of liberal sluts get pregnant and then those hormones start going and they go, you know what? This is a life.
And then you just stand there going, what are you talking about? There's only one choice when you're pro-choice. What do we do?
Yeah. I'm pro that choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is
I'm not pro-choices. Yeah. I'm pro one.
I'm pro the correct choice.
Yeah, dog. What are we doing here?
God, it's hard to be a man these days. T-bone.
Okay, that's not the angle I was pushing.
I know,
no
I
shot.
A man.
I'm trying to
feel
start
like
little...
a woman.
So like a lady podcaster who gotcha journalism on top.
I'm just thinking in clips. I'm just slicing you up to look like a real piece of
shit. I have some beef with you guys about clips.
Oh, you have beef with us about
beef
clips?
With us?
Yeah, I came on the show last time. The clip goes out. It's my fault because I wasn't on TikTok at the time like that. I am now.
Yeah.
Please follow
me.
It blew up.
Yeah.
I see Lizzie and she's like, dude, the clip, we're going viral. And I was like, that thing has like 20,000 views. What are you talking about? She's like, on TikTok, it did a million. And
yeah,
I was like, what? I was like, send a text.
We did a million.
Send a text.
I thought you knew.
I had no idea.
I was under the impression you knew.
No.
I'm sorry.
Gen Z kids going crazy for the content.
I know. The girlies on TikTok you know what? Instagram and YouTube, those are for boys.
Yeah.
The girlies are on TikTok and they're eating it up.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out to all the TikTok girlies.
I'll send you the original file. Go ahead and post it. Get a little piece of the pie. Everybody eats.
Oh, that's what I need. A clip that did a million views to do 200 on my page.
I know.
That's the confidence boost I need.
It did a million on Andrew's page, and then I reposted it when like some of my stand-up clips were kind of going, and I reposted it and it got like 4 views. And I was like,
sick.
And I was like, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles,
isn't
it?
That's how that goes.
Dude, it's kind of like when I finally started OnlyFans, and then I like cleared like $40 a month. I was like, ooh, that feels worse than I thought.
Oh my God, finding out your hole isn't valuable is
so
rough, dude.
I mean, I knew before, but this is really a confirmation from everyone on the internet.
And what are you gonna do? You know, hey, $40 is $40.
It's $40 more than I had before.
Yeah.
I'm grinding. I'm chipping away.
Literally. It's good to be on OnlyFans. Just kidding. I have strong opinions about that. Stop doing it if you're just a regular girl.
Yeah.
You're gonna want to get a real job someday, babe.
And you can do it if your parents are dead and you're a clown. That's fine.
You can do it if you'll never work in real estate. But if you're not sure about that, stop doing it.
I agree.
That is one of my favorite trends on TikTok.
Yeah.
Is like OnlyFans gals who are really promoting their, you know, their real hustle. And then it'll be like them. They do the thing where they like reply to a comment is like stuck on the video. And it'll be like, what does your dad think of this? And then their like dad pops in and like dances with them.
Yeah. their dad, who they bought a house. Is like, yeah, show your boobs, baby girl. I don't know what to tell you.
Totally.
He's like, I'm in a lot of medical debt.
Nothing
Let's
else
go.
Works. For generations, nothing else in our family would sell. Yeah. So. So do your little dance on TikTok, baby great. Girl. I love you.
There Fuck is yeah. a there's a minimum amount that you can let you have to go over to withdraw your money from OnlyFans.
Incredible.
And like I was sitting there at $12 not being able to take it out. And I was like, God, this is so
That's
brutal.
A bad feeling.
Just waiting for one guy to buy a picture of my feet so I can buy coffee for like one single day.
Yeah.
Life's a nightmare.
I've given the feet away for free many a time. The feet mean nothing to me.
I got scammed out of the feet. Do you know this?
Probably.
During the pandemic, during a really tough mentally ill time, yep. I was...
Pre-diagnosed.
Pre-mood stabilizers. I was out there shelling my wares, and some guy was like, let's go on Snapchat. If you, like, wash them before and give me a little preview, I'll give you more money. And I was like... I was sitting there scrubbing my gross little feet, and then I was trying to find angles to like point them. You know what I mean?
I
was
like, I know what you mean. I've done this.
Chic. And then he gets on fucking Snapchat. He's in the dark. I just, you're like, bleh! And then he closes it. And I'm like, motherfucker, you fucked me.
He was edging the whole time.
Oh my God.
Oh, you dummy.
I know. I'm so dumb.
I know. The whole time you were telling the story, I was like, he's going to come.
I know. He busted immediately, and I was left with nothing.
Oh, that's
You live
horrible.
And you learn, I guess.
I'm so glad that that feet do nothing for me. My feet are a nightmare. I could.
This, you got hobbit toes?
Exactly. Yeah. I got big, long,
hairy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look like I really walk to Mordor.
You look like you sleep hanging upside down.
Yeah. When people were like, you can peel bananas with those.
Yeah.
I did it.
You did it?
I did it.
And it worked?
Oh yeah.
Whoa, monkey feet.
Indeed.
When you start running out of money, you can start smoking cigarettes with those things. Put them over your head. Yeah. And start smoking cigarettes with your toes, dice style.
I've smoked a cig with my toes before. It feels good.
Catch me in about 2 weeks on Steinway ripping palm balls with my fucking hooves.
It feels good to have a special skill, you know, no matter what it is.
Just fucking doing hookah with your toes. I hope that pans out for you. And if you want to make money out there in the world, start smoking cigarettes with your toes.
Yeah, before you post your pussy on the internet, smoke a cigarette with your toe on TikTok and see what that gets you.
Yeah, it's throwing things out.
Creator fund.
should we go into our podcasting gripe? Because I feel like we're in the content nightmare
creation
universe.
We can do either
universe.
One. I don't care.
Let's do this one because it does feel related. Lizzie, take it away.
Well, no. I'm not ready.
You're not ready? Okay.
I feel like you have a better grip on this one. All right. And I'll chime in with
thoughts. Let's go.
Also, real quick, about these sunglasses that I brought.
Yeah.
I got them for the Indy 500 when I went last year as like a fun bit.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they do fit my vibe perfectly,
which is
upsetting.
Yeah. Every time I look at you, I like forget that isn't your face.
Yeah. It is a bit. Please God.
See you on the slopes, buddy. You look great.
Yeah, Toby showed up like this and was like, oh, yeah, you guys do hats and glasses.
Oh, we're doing a podcast.
Oh,
hell yeah.
He was just like, I thought it was finally fall.
Oh, it is finally fall. All right, here we go.
Shut up, fall.
Respectfully, when did podcasts become the fucking news?
Yeah, bro.
I am so sick of needing a bibliography and people like interviewing politicians, and it's like shifting culture. You just bought
I just
a microphone.
To goof off.
I know. I don't want to be the information source for some lady.
I never wanted this to be real media.
Yes. It's so
I always
weird.
Wanted this to be a fun thing that we get to do.
It was all scallywags and thieves.
Yes.
And now
Thank
the dorks
you.
Are involved.
Yes.
And they're making it real.
And don't call it a platform.
Yes. No, don't call it a platform.
Ah, just goofing.
We're just trying to have fun. And every time I post anything, I think I've already mentioned this before, but I would love to share this with the internet. Every time we post anything, we'll just say something that happened to us. We'll be like, one time a man was mean to me.
Right.
And all the comments are like, what about the women who were mean?
Right.
Hasn't a woman ever been mean to anyone? And it's like, brother, if I said on this podcast rectangles have four sides, all of the comments would be like, so you don't even believe in squares?
Right.
You're a moron, dude. You're a fucking moron. And also, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I have to be right.
Yes. I sometimes
like to
be wrong.
I'm just a girl, and I'm just talking, okay?
Yeah.
God.
it's now like politicians are on there. And I'm like, yeah, this shouldn't be it.
Yeah, we shouldn't live in a world where other comedians are interviewing Bernie Sanders.
Right. Are we talking about policy right now?
Can you imagine if
we
were like...
It's almost like streaming Destroy the Entertainment Business. We're in a fucking post-creative society and everyone has nothing to do. What are we doing?
I mean, can you imagine if on this podcast we were like, this week Toby McMullen, next week Nancy Pelosi.
I would be like, let me get there with Nance, dude.
Let me get in there with Nance.
Okay, and here's what you need to know about me in politics, mm-hmm. is that I do not know what Nancy Pelosi does.
Right. Right,
yeah,
right.
I have really and divorced myself to the point where I think that if you this is like my prejudice is that I think that if you willfully engage with the news, you're like, oh, you just want to be manipulated and you're an idiot.
Yes.
like a guy reading a newspaper used to be like, oh, that guy's like smart, and now I'm like, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, there's a difference between being like up to date and like well read on current events and reading the news.
Yes.
You're going to watch Fox News and CNN and be like, nah, it's everything.
Yeah, makes sense. What? This is truthful.
What are you, nuts?
I mean, if we did have Nance on here, though, I would be like, January 6th, tell me about it.
I'd also be like, what about that time you wore that dashiki? Do you still feel good about
that? Yes. During the pandemic when they all knelt.
Do you think that knelt?
Okay.
Do you know it was like...
Kneeled?
I think it's knelt.
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 Thank you.
They all took a knee for
I'm smart
for black people.
That was
helpful. Wearing a dashiki and putting their fists in the air. It was adorable. Anyway, my other thing about this, and if I could remember it, I'd say it.
Okay. Ugh. Let's vamp. Let's talk.
So close to the tip of my head.
Okay. I think we don't want, and here we are creating content, like disgusting, pandering losers. I want content destruction. I want someone to start going on people's pages and spam botting them and taking them down.
Yeah, content creation is a disease.
Yes.
Like, there's so much bad. All we do is go on Instagram and send each other bad content because, like, so many people have the disease where they're like, if I'm not posting, I don't exist.
Yeah.
Maybe us included.
Yeah.
And it's so horrible. It's so bad. The amount of, like, people I see on TikTok being like, and this is my water for today. I put liquid IV in it and a little bit of sugar-free syrup, and this is the video. It's like, you're sick.
Yeah.
You're sick and you need therapy.
It's a sickness.
That being said, please subscribe to my YouTube.
Yeah, it's, I mean, come on. Like, also.
But us, we're different.
We're the good guys.
Yeah, the kid's got a new special out. Go check it out, gang.
Yes.
But that's actual content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the difference.
Directed by a goddamn Sundance Award-winning director,
that's
Miles
right.
Barefoot.
Oh, wait, plug the special
Miles
right now.
Barefoot.
Tell us about the special.
Yeah. Toby McMullen live at the Aladdin Theater on my YouTube special, directed by incredible director Miles Joris Barefoot. He's got a movie on Hulu and shit. He's a real director. He's one of my best friends. It's sick. You'll love it.
Also, I actually watched it and it's really good.
Thank you, dog.
A lot of times I'll say it's really good, but I won't say I actually watched it. And you can catch that.
Yeah. And now you know.
You can go back into this podcast and catch that if you'd like. I actually watched it and it's really good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but I will watch it.
Totally cool.
And I know it's really good.
Hell yeah. Please subscribe.
And I believe that.
Yeah.
I sometimes watch other comedian specials and I go, I'm supporting you, but... Poo-poo.
Some people are putting out poo-poo.
Yeah.
Poo-poo and pee-pee. What if that was the rest of the podcast?
Poo-poo, pee-pee.
We could just do poo-poo, pee-pee stuff. But that's what podcasting is supposed to be.
Yes.
Poo-poo and pee-pee.
And not to go comedy inside baseball, but I will say this. Someone last night was saying to me, like, people talk about how comedy used to be. Like, everyone was, like, a drunk, and we were falling down the stairs, and, like, half of the open micers were homeless, and, like... It seemed like it was the Wild West, and I'm like, it was, and that's why it was fun. We're all, like, doing homework constantly, and I'm like, when did this become this? I got into this to hang out with a schizophrenic lady who got her children taken away.
Oh, that lady was so nice.
Yeah.
That lady was so nice.
She was refreshing.
She was so misunderstood and nice. She would, like, this lady who we did open mics with, her whole bit was she would take all of her clothes off and sing a song about how her kids got taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Fun.
I once waited outside the Laugh Factory in Chicago during the day because she had to, like, wait out. They had to line up about, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you'd get up that night. And the woman in front of me had these, like, they were, like, knitted, see-through, like, wook pants.
Yep. Yeah.
And you could see she had such a small thong and such a bulbous ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was 40. And I was like, I gotta get out of this.
Yeah.
You guys are like, take me back. And I'm like, it's sick to get
paid.
Well,
this lady, no tea, no shade, did not have a good body.
Mm-hmm.
and that's what made me love her. But it was like the venue didn't have the licensing to have like people be getting naked on stage because it was also a restaurant.
Sure.
So it was not allowed. And so the owner came up to me and was like, you got to talk to her because she likes you. She would always publicly say, Lindsay Cassidy is my favorite comedian.
Oh, nice.
That's me, nice. Apparently.
Yeah.
And
Lindsay.
And yeah. I had to be like, hey, babe, you can't get naked at the open mic anymore. And she was like, totally heard. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, respected.
And then that night she got on stage and she goes, Lindsay says I can't get naked anymore, so I'm going to shit my pants. And that's the,
let's go.
That's the life I miss.
And I had to be like, I'm so sorry to do this to your art, but you actually can't shit your pants either. And she was like, all right. And she went home.
This is a hot take that just came to me right now. And Toby, do you don't drink? Do you drink?
No.
Okay.
Not in 6.5 years.
Okay. Slay. Dope. But were you a fun guy?
The most.
Okay. And here's my thing. There's all these like fucking 22-year-olds that are sober right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, that's the better life choice. And I'm a sober person, so I'm not going to like poo-poo, but I am.
Or PP.
But I only trust a person who got sober because they were falling downstairs and ruining their life, but being the coolest guy ever.
I was having a real good time.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So,
yes.
Okay. In Chicago, best drinking city in America.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody talks about it either. Everyone gives the rep to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. Because those people, that's like people who go there to vacation to drink. And the people who live in New Orleans, they do have wet brain.
Yes.
And they will gamble on
it's
turtles.
It's so scary. It's such a scary place.
And as a woman who's gambled on a turtle, it's fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
But
you can't build a life on it.
No. But Chicago is like constant, hearty drinking. Oh. I was back there doing shows and I forgot how it was out there. And I like pulled up to the first spot and the host was like at the bar with just a fucking pint glass of whiskey and I was like, we're back.
We're so back.
Yeah, it's different when people are drinking to stay warm.
Oh, without question.
That's another kind of drinking.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was at a bar across the street from my apartment in Roscoe Village and my girlfriend at the time introduced me to our neighbor and I was like, hey, what's up, Toby? Great to meet you. And he was like, oh, we've met. And I was like,
yep.
I was like, okay, not great. How'd I do? And he just pulls his phone out and shows me a picture of me passed out on the sidewalk in front of my apartment next to my bicycle. And I just looked at him and I was like, made it home.
Yes!
I can't say it. Come on.
So that's a win in my book.
Go on, GPS work, baby.
Yeah, we're all people. There's two types of sober people. There's people who are like, I never liked the stuff.
Yeah.
And people who are like, I like the stuff so much that I can't go anywhere near it anymore.
Yeah.
And the first one is just not a friend of mine.
No.
Yeah. No, it's just the most fun ever.
It's just like, I'll never understand you.
Yeah.
There's a level in which I'll never understand you and we just aren't going to be friends.
I was at the point where I was exclusively, if I was drinking beer, I was exclusively shotgunning them.
Yep.
Nice.
I had there was like one of those like old school, like kind of lamp looking things on our front porch.
Yeah.
With like a spike on the bottom.
Yeah.
And that was like my designated little.
Man will find tools.
A direct quote from me is beer's just too thick, you know?
Dude, that makes so much sense to me.
I've said that so many times. I've been like, the problem with beer is I'm full before I'm drunk.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's why I only drink liquor.
Okay. Yep. But how about this? Did you guys ever do drunk math where you're like, I have $40.
Did I ever?
And I can eat for 3 days or I can drink beer because beer is a meal. And then I'm eating and drinking at the same time.
Or
efficiency.
Counterpoint, I can buy food and then go to the bar where I had sex with the bartender on the bar. Mm-hmm. And there I drink for free because he does not want me to tell people about that.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Drinking math.
Or you can hit the Jewel Osco on Clark and Ashland.
Okay. Specific.
That has an exit by the frozen food section. And you can really
and
just.
And you can really just do whatever you want.
You can really just treat it like a pantry.
Yeah, or you can leave your card. You can forget your card. That is going to be declined at any bar you want to.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorite moves, was like opening up a bar tab with $6 in my bank account.
And then just going home.
No, dude, waiting for the direct deposit to hit at 1:30.
You're an honest man. I like that about you.
She's making money moves.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can be an insufferable hot girl, and when the bartender is looking away, you can climb on over, grab an entire bottle of vodka. No one says nothing.
Or just take someone else's drink off the bar.
Or get roofied, end up in the hospital.
Or get roofied, have a nice time.
Finally,
you know what saves money on booze? Having a little GHB in your system.
Yeah.
That'll get you there.
But like these people are also sober for like efficiency reasons.
I know. And it's like you're precious and wild life. You're going to live being efficient. I can't.
That's why I quit, honestly.
Me too,
no,
but
me
I,
too.
I had a great run.
Yeah.
You know, these people never started.
Oh, yeah. No, they got my... There's a few bars with my jersey in the rafters.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
I'm banned from a gay bar in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, there's this like, I really want to be able to get my reps in and do my little tasks. And alcohol just really doesn't fit into that equation.
Yeah.
I'm like, fall down the stairs.
These
have a real
also
life.
Have never eaten a pint of ice cream. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like everything. Everything they do is like, my body is a machine that turns food into clips.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yes. And it's like, I don't know who you are. I don't understand you. I have no desire to understand you.
Yeah.
But please have fun writing your one-man show.
Oh, man. I ate Chef Boyardee ravioli at 7:30 in the morning and went right to bed last
night. Name more of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm a mess right now. I ate 6 banana bread Pop-Tarts the other night.
Whoa!
How fucked up is that?
Okay, first of all,
I hate your metabolism.
Hold
you're
on,
so snatched. I can't believe
I
you did
so
that,
snatched.
You bitch.
First of all, I
can't afford Ubers anymore. I'm riding my bicycle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Question number one, Pop-Tarts is doing banana bread?
Dog.
Whoa.
Girls, we got to get into that.
It's fall.
So.
Catch this.
Yeah.
Banana bread.
A new grocery store opened up in my neighborhood, like 2 blocks from my apartment. Very soaked on it.
Mm-hmm.
It is now closing.
Yeah, fuck. And that'll
grand
happen.
Opening, grand closing.
Dog, it literally, they have the grand opening banner on the door when you
that.
Walk in. And then you walk inside and it's just signs of like, we are going out of business.
We promise.
Yeah. But when everything in the store is 25% off, that's when you start taking risks.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was like, banana Pop-Tart. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Could be life-changing.
Let me tell you, it's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend, boyfriend of the podcast, always makes fun of me because I grew up white trash and he didn't.
No.
He grew up regular. Yeah. You know?
No.
What? He grew up regular white.
Yeah.
So, they weren't, like, rich, but everything they ate was, like... good and nice foods, you know? And so I'll tell him what I want to eat, which is like fucking hot dogs and mac and cheese and stuff like that. And he has now followed an Instagram account called Quick and Easy Meals for Toddlers.
Let's go.
And for like weeks, I was like, you really just got my number. You figured it out. You figured out what I like to eat.
That's so upset. I ate 25
And then he showed me this account that's like all pasta-based mush with hidden vegetables in it.
Oh, hiding a vegetable is such a caring, loving thing to do.
I was like, yeah, dude, this is my favorite thing.
I was real down in the dumps last night, and I just eaten like $2 slices.
Yeah.
I was like, God, I feel like shit. I'm so depressed. And then I was like, oh, I haven't had vegetables in.
Right.
So I went to the organic store right by the crib.
Right.
And boy, did I just spend $5 on a pre-made smoothie and just call it a day.
Hey, that'll ward off scurvy.
That'll course correct.
It put me in a great mood. I went home and watched a bunch of X-Files. It was sick.
That's awesome. I love that.
I used to be a real sneak around in parties and try to find food.
Oh my god, I hate the story. I think this story is my least favorite thing about you.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I have a lot of really much more unlikable ones, but I used to go to the pantry, especially if I was at like a rich person's house. I'm like, the pantry is fucking stocked. And I was high and I went to the pantry and I found what I thought was beef jerky. And I was like,
this is a different story than the one I was thinking.
Oh, can of tuna.
Can
that
of
one
tuna
time.
Is the
I got
one
kicked
I was
out of a party for eating a full can of tuna. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But I found beef jerky. And
just like the idea of you drunk with tuna breath at a party is like, it's so tough to wrap my mind around as your friend.
It's not that you stole from us, it's that you smell like cat food.
I know.
I was a weird guy and I did get kicked out. And at the time I was like, this is not fair. And now
also
I'm
like the conversation that happened between two people that you were not involved in where they were like, what do we ask her to leave? Like, what do we do? What do you do?
See, I would never have gotten caught. I would have put the tuna in my pocket. I would have eaten in the bathroom.
That's smart. I was just right out there in the open.
Yeah, I would have taken the tuna home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do eat too much tuna.
I love tuna. But I love tuna. I found beef jerky and I was like, oh my God, it's organic. It's so good. I was high out of my mind just eating the beef jerky. My friend came in and was like, that's beef jerky for dogs.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, that's crazy. Oh my God. And then I like.
Did you try to be like, I know, I'm being funny.
Oh, just a mouthful of bacon strips. Like, yeah. It's a bird.
No, I did you one worse. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Oops. And then I like mingled in the party for 10 more minutes. And then I went back in and was like, let's finish the pack.
Oh, no, you went back after you knew it was for dogs?
It was so good.
No way, it was so
They're
good.
They're rich dogs. It was so good. I stand by it. And listen, if you're in a pinch for nutritious meals, go get some doggy treats.
Oh yeah, I mean, okay. Why not? Why not? It's your only life. You had a dog food.
Yeah, and I was a virgin until I was 19, and that's fine.
And that's fine.
And no one wanted to hang out with the tuna beef jerky for dogs girl. And that's fair.
And that's fine.
And, you know, yeah. I worked out okay.
And that's the only way you learn. You eat tuna and beef jerky and nobody fucks you, and you go, I got to turn something around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a learning curve. Yeah, for sure.
God, I hate seafood.
Yeah, actually.
You do?
I don't eat seafood at all.
Wow.
I won't touch the stuff.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That's interesting.
It's giant bugs. It's cat food. It's gross.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but I think, you know, a can of tuna, you throw it in something, it's got, now there's protein, and you just eat it.
You just eat it, T-bone.
Oh, man. My all-time quote from my buddy Yams is him just standing in his kitchen with a thing of raw kale and a thing of water, eating it, going, food is fuel, food is fuel. he also has it's almost even better. I was at his place and he was like, you hungry, dude? And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm starving. He was like, all right, I don't have much. I got some frozen broccoli, but it's from the dollar store, so it's mostly stems. He was talking about bad weed.
Stems and seeds, but it's broccoli. It's factory manufactured broccoli. Yeah. Wait, did we interrupt your story about the Pop-Tarts?
No, that was it. Okay. They're just
delicious. Great.
I do want to know about Toby's Respectfully segment. I'm dying to know what's...
Well, let's take a break and then do it.
All right, let's take a little break, skis. Yeah. Eat the dog.
Ronnie, give me a sign.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. Thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks, Mike and Ronnie.
Shout out. You know, that's a new one.
It was very subtle.
Whoa,
I got it immediately.
How can I relay the message?
Also, shout out to producers extraordinaire Mike and Ronnie. We love you. We respect you. We appreciate you.
Killing it.
Yeah.
So this
and
was
we
great.
Fear you.
And we fear you a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And we're back. T-Bone.
Yes.
Bring your gripe in.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Respectfully.
Thank you for using the format. A lot of people don't.
Oh. Yep. So, respectfully, if we're on a date and I go to pay, don't bring up gender norms and make it weird. Just say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'll let you do your thing, but I just want to say, as a career feminist killjoy, I agree with you.
Yep, 100%.
Dog, here's the thing. Is that if and I do get the impulse to be like, let's split it. I don't want you to feel like you
I
are
owe
now.
You something.
No, it's like you're going on dates with dorks if they feel that way.
Yes.
Yes.
You need to hang out with someone who's a good time and likes to gamble.
Yeah. Right.
Me putting that credit card down, that isn't me trying to purchase some sort of exchange.
Such a big dog.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
No. No. That's me spreading it around on a roulette table. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also fun. It feels nice.
It does feel nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes when my boyfriend and I go out to eat, it'll be like a place that is a little out of budge for both of us. So we'll be like, we're having a nice time. We'll split it.
Yeah.
And that's
but
fine.
Even when we do that, I go, but you're going to put the card down.
Yes.
And I'll Venmo you at a later date.
Sure. And that's cool. If committed relationship, you're sharing everything.
Of course.
That's totally fine. But if it's like a date.
First date.
Yeah. Just be like, thanks.
Yeah. Also, it's like, it just simply is not the time or place to be like, well, actually, just say thank you.
Yeah, dude, it's all
just
good.
Just be polite and say thank you.
And I also like imagine the girls that you're going on dates with, and I hate to assume your type, but just that they're cool ladies and they're not like, I must be taken care of. You know what I mean? Like,
do they have cats and tattoos?
Yes,
they sure do.
Like, you know where they stand. Yeah. You know, like it's not like, don't make a big stink about it because everyone knows what everyone's about here.
Yeah.
Just chill with it.
Yeah, I mean, also, you don't have to make it a big stink either way. You know, like if a guy doesn't pay on the first date, you can just use that as knowledge about him.
Yeah.
And if he does, you can use that as knowledge about it. It doesn't have to mean anything. Yep. Also, the whole thing that's like, oh, you pay, so now you have an expectation that I owe you something. Maybe, Miss Lady, you're the one who needs to unlearn that. You ever think about that? You ever think that maybe he's not thinking that and you're thinking that?
Damn, she's
not to once again be a guy's girl on the podcast, but I'm just saying we all have growing and learning to do.
Lizzie's new segment, Maybe Miss Lady.
Maybe Miss Lady.
Oh, I love you guys. Yeah.
We love you too.
Do you always do it? First date, you always...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's the way.
Yeah, it's part of, it's like, it's fun.
It's the game.
Yeah, it's fine.
Also, like, I know this is a hack argument, but it is true. Like, you bought the outfit and the makeup.
Yes.
Let him buy the dinner.
Yes.
It's fair. All's fair in love and war.
Did you show up looking like the photos you post online?
Yeah.
You did your job.
You did your job.
I have fake tits, fake hair. I dye my hair. I have Botox. Soon enough, I'm going to have a facelift. Do you have any idea how much money this pussy costs? Buy me a diner meal.
Well, you tits and Botox. You didn't say anything about your pussy.
Yeah, well, that's
a secret.
That thing's buffed and shined.
Yeah. I actually have 5 pussies, and they were all installed. And by...
Oh, my God. Menstruation must be a nightmare.
Yeah, it's great.
Dude, you're just leaking all over. Holy fuck.
Yeah, dude. And one of them's not where you think.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah, I was talking about the one in between your shoulder blades.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay, I got another one.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Lip filler.
You don't. Like
we
it.
Gotta make that illegal.
I think there needs to be a limit, and also you need a doctor's note that says your lips are medically thin to get it.
Can you imagine going to that doctor and him being like, yeah,
yeah, you ugly bitch. I mean, I wouldn't pay you to give me head.
Yeah,
you know that kind of thing.
Yeah, lip
filler. Because there are some women, it really just fixes their face if they get a little bit of the right amount and put that thing on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Miss Girly.
But the one I'm talking about, you're strapping a butthole to your face.
I know, but the one I'm talking about, Toby, you don't even know that she has it. You know
that's
what I mean?
Impossible. That's never happened once.
No, it has.
You
just don't know about it.
You don't know.
I promise it has. But the one you're
talking
about.
Anyone getting lip filler is allergic to subtlety.
The one you're talking about is crazy, but there is a subtle version that you just don't notice. But what you're talking about, you are correct about. It's gotten way out of hand.
All right, counterpoint, Miss Girly.
Yes.
I do enjoy when, and it comes from two places. The one that you're saying where, like, you're deeply insecure and you want to appeal to men and you are not ever going to feel good about yourself, so you keep modifying, changing. And I feel like I've had versions of that, and I feel genuinely, like, sad for that, if it's coming from that place.
No, don't bring empathy into the fun.
Hey.
She's
the mean one. I'm
mean,
like,
and rude.
Okay, all right. But then on the flip side, I love a bitch who just like looks like a porn star and is almost so crazy looking that it's like performance art.
Yeah.
And it's like not even for men anymore. It's like for other hoes.
Yeah, she like looks like a drag queen.
Yeah. And I'm like,
it is some weird parallel of like crazy amounts of work done.
Yes.
And people who would get hung on hooks on Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I also think like if you're going to get a crazy, insane amount of lip filler and then just be regular otherwise.
Yeah.
That's gotta go.
Sure.
Because now you're like interacting with people who are regular and just like wear little gold hoops and do a slick back bun and it's crazy looking. But if you're like your whole body is tattoos and you wear black contacts and like you have giant fake tits and a weird fake ass.
You have the horns.
You can make your lips as big as you want them. Nobody's looking at your lips.
Yeah.
The first time I hooked up with a girl with a fake ass.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I'm just an idiot.
Yeah.
and we were going at it.
Are we talking a BBL or are we talking a silicone ass implant?
I don't know the difference.
Okay. Was the waist very small and the ass was really huge in a way that was like, whoa.
Maybe,
that's a BBL.
Maybe.
Okay.
All I know is that mid-coitus, I started acting
mid-coit?
Like a cat who had hurt a bird. I was like, something is amiss. wait, what's going on? What is this?
Yeah, your lizard brain was like, this isn't what I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it, though?
I was, yeah, yeah. I'm happy to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, pretty stoked.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say this. If you have an amount of lip filler where you can no longer use a straw, that's a time to look inward.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a time to look inward. And what is this really about?
Is that a thing?
You know? Yeah. Because you can't like close your lips around it.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. There's
and
just,
that's
like,
justice, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
I kind of
it's either
want
you
it.
Can't use a straw or you have to use a straw. But, you know, you guys, if you have it,
fill,
you know what it
fill
is.
Fill in the gaps. Yeah. But do you ever hook up with a lady who is cartoonishly like that?
I have in like, the past, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you enjoy that? Because I enjoy a little bit when bitches look like that. I go in and out of kind of doing that thing.
No, it's not for me. I'm so simple.
Yeah, you're like a regular girl.
Yeah. It's like I'm like a dork. I'm like, oh, you look so good without makeup. And
please take
those giant fake nails off. I hate that shit.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, no, you don't.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, first of all,
you're on the wrong podcast, Ms. Girly.
First of all, my opinions of the opposite
truly
sex
truly don't mean anything.
Would never affect
you. Yeah, totally.
Couldn't mean less to
no,
me.
No, you would just be like, no, you're wrong. And I'd be like, fair enough.
No, there is sometimes when, like, if I'm hanging out with a bunch of boy comedian friends that just because of our friendship, I would never fuck with a gun to my head.
Yeah.
Even when they're like, I don't like when women do this thing, sometimes it makes me insecure in a way where I'm like, do all men think that?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, I don't care.
You're a moron. You're a moron.
Well, actually, I don't care.
Yeah. Should we take a little break, season, come back?
I guess.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Why not?
Or why don't we keep going?
No, we should take a break.
Take a little break, season.
Guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
we're back, Miss Lady.
Yeah. So speaking of...
I'm really into Miss Lady.
Yeah, I love Miss Lady.
Like, this is how I know you've been watching Drag Race.
Yes. I know. Don't tell people. I want them to think that I'm authentically charming.
Speaking
I've been
of
watching
this,
a lot of drag queen stuff.
Anita.
You did text me the other day, and you're like, I was like, you out? You doing spots? And you're like, I'm going home to watch a bunch of reality TV shows.
I said, quote, 40 hours of reality television.
And I think I responded something along the lines of, oh, no.
Yeah, well, it was all Drag Race, and I'm better for it.
Yes, we're evolving, we're learning. I was a real Miss Lady the other day.
Yeah.
I'm getting married in 2 weeks, and I did pitch a fit at a florist. And, okay, I'm going to be honest. I know that, like, Karens are valid and real, and I'm...
Calling people Karens.
Yeah, calling people... Yeah.
They're usually not valid, but they are real.
Yes, and I know that subsect of white ladies who are awful are real, but now it's like I can never cause a little scene.
I know.
Because of the optics of it.
I know. I can never get a little mad.
And I miss causing a
little
scene.
I can never have
a
little scene as a treat.
I sent an email that was like, I am being disrespected. And I was like, oh, she's so back, baby.
Yeah, and you were like throwing your money around, like, I'll demand a refund.
Yes.
Get into it.
They sent me a mood board of the flowers.
Well, first what happened was you were like, because weren't you like, this isn't done yet and my wedding's in 2 weeks?
Yeah, they hadn't like answered any questions. And I was like, not to be a bitch about this, but I have called and emailed you 17 times and I'm giving you a fuck ton of money for the stupidest thing ever. Can you please respond to me?
And I'm going to say this. If this is your industry, you're doing florism.
Yeah.
For brides.
Yeah.
It's your job to answer the anxious bride's email.
Yeah.
That's part of your job. Your job is to make cutie little flower arrangements and answer the emails.
Yes. Miss Lady has a wedding.
Yeah.
Respect her. So
it's her day. It's her happiest day of her life or whatever.
It's a big day. It's the only significant thing I've ever done in my life as a woman. And so I was like, I need the colors of the flowers. Tell me the colors. And this bitch sends me a mood board. Here we go. T-Bone, I'm sorry. This is not really your wheelhouse. But
no, I love being one of the girls.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
You're being Miss Lady right
now. Yeah.
Right?
Okay, let me take a moment to get it. Okay.
It is crazy to be like, I am ripping you off, but I'm also going to give you bad customers.
I'm going to make you pay for something that nobody's ever needed.
The entire wedding industry is so crooked.
Oh, it's crazy.
I know.
And I just have to be like, I acknowledge my privilege, but shut the fuck up, bitch.
Answer the damn email.
Answer the damn email. They sent me a mood board of...
This mood board is... Oh, it went away. This mood board is a crime.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What am I looking at here?
You're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bouquets that one could purchase at Key Foods if one wanted to.
Yes. It is not even Trader Joe's good.
Wait, it's no. But I assume your wedding is Thanksgiving themed?
It's October, so it must be Halloween themed.
Yes.
Yeah, they were like, we heard about the chafing dishes of gravy, so we thought this would go well.
It's like, God, are you going to throw pine cones in there? This is crazy.
It's crazy.
This is some pumpkin spice shit.
It's crazy to not respond to the emails.
Yes.
The wedding is 2 weeks away. Send a mood board that I, not a florist, famously, yeah, could make in 6 seconds and yes, then be like, that's good, right? And yeah, then we are expected to not make a scene.
Yes. I'm bound.
I'm going to make a scene.
I have to make a scene. I have
No, what you have to do is make a green bean casserole to go with those flowers. That's what you have to do.
What you have to do is make a hand turkey.
Acknowledging how fucking ugly that shit is.
It's so fugly,
yeah,
dude.
It was truly crazy. And then I...
They're saying shit like, you seem like a real gourd girly. Yeah.
Famously your dad's name.
Famously my dead dad's name. Whose money is being used
to buy these stupid orange flowers.
I know. I'm like already embarrassed that I'm doing this. And then to be like, oh my God, you're doing this. And they're going to fucking give you this ugly garbage.
I know.
And you feel too guilty for being
and
a bitch.
And you have to go, oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, there's leaves in it.
But you didn't. You did a little scene.
I did a little scene. And then I got the head of the company, and she sent me an email. They must have like pre-made emails. Like, this is the bride freakout email.
Yeah.
Yep.
We plug in all the relative information.
Yeah. Yep.
And I really did appreciate the thing that she said. She said, trust, if I got this mood board, I would have flipped out. And I was like, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Lady.
The word trust as a sentence goes so far with
yes,
me.
It's fun to have a form, like a boilerplate email where you're going to throw your employees under the bus.
Yeah, she did.
Copy and paste.
And it's everyone's right to throw their employee under the bus.
Yeah.
If a bride is freaking out, you go, she's an idiot. I got it. Yes. Don't worry about it.
We have to bond together in hatred of the assistant.
Yeah, by the way, if on your wedding day they show up with those Key Foods ass bouquets anyway, mm-hmm, I'm going to bring a gun to a flower shop. As your almost unofficial maid of honor,
yes,
I will bring a gun to a place full of flowers and be like, you gotta make it work.
Lizzie has two pink guns.
Designers, make it work. We have 2 hours and a lot of flowers.
You pitched a fit recently,
I pitched a fit.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, okay. I was going on vacation for the first...
What are you talking about? Jean jacket and black pants?
That is a fit I'm famous for. But
yeah,
I'll get a fit off every now and then. Yeah. I went on vacation for the first time in my adult life.
Where'd you go?
Boston. I don't have a lot of money, but every time I've traveled, it's been for comedy or for like a family obligation.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never just
funeral.
Been like a funeral. Yeah. It's always a funeral. Yeah. I don't get invited to the weddings because I'm an alcoholic. So it's a funeral. And I've never, I was explaining this to my boyfriend and I was like, I could do shows in Boston. We could go there. And he was like, what if we just went there? So we were like, okay, we're going to go see a band and whatever, blah, blah, blah. The Front Bottoms.
Oh, I opened for them.
Oh, I'm so
wow,
jealous of that.
God.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
God, I'm filled with jealousy.
They were so sweet.
Yeah, I bet. I've seen them a bunch of times, and I love them.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was backstage, and they started playing Twin Size Mattress, and I ran out into the crowd and got in the pit, and there was a guy who just turned and looked at me and was like, it's you! You were there! And I was like, you're ruining this.
That's so cool. I've seen them a bunch of times. It's one of the best like concert-going experiences. Like, it's so fun. Everybody's cool. But so I was like, they're not coming to New York, but they're going to Boston, so we could go on vacation.
Sick.
And it's one of, like, my boyfriend and I have similar tastes in music, but we have different bands, and this is, like, the one that we both like. So I was like, we gotta go. So we went. The concert was great, blah, blah, blah. But we get to Boston. First of all, my boyfriend wants to walk from the train station to the hotel, and I'm like, and then you're carrying my bag.
Yeah.
So we do that. So I'm already in a little bit of a mood. And
Miss Lady.
We get to. There is no version of me bitchier.
Way more Miss Lady than I am, by the way, for the record.
When I have to get on a train that's sold out. There is not a version of me that's harder to deal with.
Yeah,
and God
sure.
bless my wonderful boyfriend for just like eating Sour Patch Kids and sitting next to me quietly while steam comes out of my ears. Yes. I'm like insane.
Yeah.
I got in a fight once. This is also actually side quest of a pitch I pitched once. I was same situation I was at. I hate Penn Station. I hate
who likes
traveling.
It? Yeah.
And they do this thing at Penn Station where they don't announce the track, even though they know what track it's going to be. So once it's announced, everybody has to scramble and run. Yeah. And a line forms out of people throwing their elbows and calling each other racial slurs. It's like crazy. Yes.
Just imagine, you know the show Wipeout where it's like the big obstacle course?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but all the obstacles are heroin addicts laying on the ground that you got to dodge.
And everybody has a wheelie suitcase.
Yeah. 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 And you're like, if one of them swipes, I'm getting a disease. So
that's the situation I'm in. And I am, by the way, going to a funeral famously.
Yeah.
So I'm like running and trying to duck and dodge and avoid crime and fear.
Yeah.
And I get into the line. It's gotten to the point where like we have Lord of the Flies style formed a line.
Yeah.
And the line is formed and now you just must go to the end of it. You know, the mosh pit has ended.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this fucking old white lady. This is Miss Lady.
Yeah,
this is
bad Miss
Lady.
Mrs. Lady. Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, and she's more, like you can just tell by her face that she's the most entitled woman to ever live.
Yeah.
And she keeps trying to just like enter the line and people are kind of just boxing her out. By the way, this was a train to Philadelphia. People are like putting their body into it.
I was literally about to be like, listen, Kathy needed to get to Philly.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so like everybody's sort of just like putting their back to her. And she's like, every time that they're not letting her in the line, she's going, ah. And she's like flabbergasted by the idea that people aren't making space for her in Penn Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gets to me and she tries to go in front of me. And instead of moving my body, I use my words.
Very nice.
And I go, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I just said, what are we doing to the lady? And she goes, well, I have to get in line because I have to get, and she's like out of breath and she can't catch her words. And in front of God and everybody, I go, bah, 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 bah,
yes.
Right in her stupid
face. Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
You're a bad person.
Yeah.
And
she goes,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And then she goes, who do you think you are to talk to me that way? And I said, someone who got in line before you.
Right. Right.
And the people around me laughed and Mrs. Lady went to the back of the line.
Oh,
so this is
street
the,
justice.
This is the headspace that I'm in. Okay. Yeah. I'm like fighting for my life every time I'm on a train. And so we get to Boston. We walk by this hotel. That's not the hotel we're staying in. And all the workers of the hotel are on strike, which I am so here for, you know, everybody should make a living wage, blah, 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 blah. So we walk by.
Just crossing a picket line being like, let them know, boys.
Yeah.
And is there a pool?
And so can we get the riffraff out of here?
Right. So we walk by and we're both like, thank God that's not our hotel.
Right.
We walk by. We go down a block. Our hotel, same deal.
Yeah.
People banging on buckets, whistling. They have horns. And like, genuinely, I don't want to support this business now. I really don't feel good about it. But I didn't know. And I used Priceline, so it's a non-refundable reservation. So I'm like, fucking whatever. Just like, let's just go figure it out. We'll go to the room. We'll figure it out. So we check in. They give us our room. And I mean, our room is literally 2 feet above the tallest protester.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'm like, I'm really not mad at the people for protesting. I am mad at this hotel for thinking that anyone would stay in this room.
Right.
Like, this is insane. They had, like, the protest had a website. My boyfriend looked it up. Their hours of protest were 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day.
Crazy.
So I was like, I mean, this just isn't going to happen. So I sent him down to talk to the front desk because he is a man and they might respect him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also very good at just being very, like, this
neutral.
Is
yeah.
dry and neutral. Yeah. This is the problem. How are you going to fix it without getting emotional like Miss Lady?
So, dry and neutral like my pussy.
So actually, sorry. It was so hot how down he was to go talk to them. But anyway, he like goes downstairs and he's like, he's just like, you have to put us in a different room. Mm-hmm. And they know that that's coming, so they just hand him new keys.
Yeah,
and they're like, totally, yeah. So he comes back up, and by the way, he comes back up, and he's like, all right, get your stuff. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, well, that made it move.
Mm-hmm. The bar yeah. is so low.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I know.
And then he got me a glass of water.
Crazy.
I opened the door on a date. I opened the door for the person I was on the date with to get in the Uber.
Yeah.
And she sat down, and I was like, don't scooch over. And I closed the door, and I walked around, and I was like, that's maybe the coolest thing I've ever done. Dude,
my boyfriend does that every time we get in an Uber, and I feel like a princess.
Oh, that
I'm
rules.
Like, it's amazing. He also one time took my coat off of me in front of his friends and hung it up, and
whoa.
I was like, and all his friends were like, who's this fucking guy? And I was like, he loves me. Anyway.
Yeah. I got implants, and my boyfriend calls me his big titty princess morning, and I'm like, let's go.
I got a text today that said, you have a large, perfect brain and large, perfect boobs.
Ooh.
Wow.
Dang it. He really knows what he's doing.
What a sweet liar he is.
Hey. Well, the brain.
Yeah.
So they give us new keys. We look at the room. It's the room next door to the room.
Right.
So it's no different.
Don't
whatsoever.
Piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
And I'm like, well, at this point, you're fucking throwing shit in my face.
Yes.
Like, this is crazy. So I'm like, we just can't stay here.
Yeah.
I already feel weird about it. And now they're doing this and I just can't do it anymore. So I call another hotel and I'm like, are your workers on strike? And they're like, no, but isn't that crazy that people are staying in those places? And I was like, yeah. So I make a new reservation and I'm like, well, I have to get a refund because I can't afford, you know, like yeah. we can't do this. So we go back down to the lobby and I'm like, we're like hyping each other up in the elevator.
Yeah, shadow
boxing.
You know,
like we're both like, don't take no for an answer.
This is all the money I have in my bank account.
We're polite, nice people.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so we go back down and I'm like, hey, we can't stay here. And the lady's like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, so you're going to give me a refund? And she goes, well, you booked through a third party. And I go, that's crazy because I already called them.
Right.
So don't even start, because I did call Priceline.
Yeah. Don't
call Priceline. And they were like, we can refund you, but you have to get the hotel to like vouch for the fact that they didn't offer you a refund. Like the hotel has to talk to Priceline and be like, this is on you guys. So I was like, we already talked to them. You have to call them and tell them that you can't give us a refund, that they have to. You have to tell them that you didn't put this on your website, that there was a protest going on. And you have to tell us that you tried to give us another room and you couldn't accommodate us. I was like, you have to do all of that so that I can get a refund. And I'm not leaving here until you do it.
Miss lady.
And then she did it. And then we left and went to the other hotel. And then I called Priceline. And the Priceline guy, goes, okay, yeah, the hotel, you know, they said that they can give you a refund, blah, blah, blah. So what we can give you is a 15% off coupon on your next travel adventure. And I went, yeah, that's not going to work. I said, this is a $500 hotel stay. 15% is fucking crazy. I said, fucking, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I said, 15% is fucking crazy. And if you can't help me, I'm going to have to talk to somebody else.
You're like, I'm drawing a price line in the sand. It will not cross.
I also imagine as you get angrier, your hair gets bigger.
It gets, my hair and tits get bigger and bigger.
the nails get longer and longer.
And my accent gets more and more Long Island.
Oh, you're like a female Pinocchio.
Yes. I turn into the Big Ange from whatever TV show she's on.
Yes.
And dude, I was like, I got to talk to somebody. But well, and then he tried to do the thing where he leaves me on hold for an hour and a half.
Oh, you don't think I'm going
to
play?
And I said, this is Boston, not Paris. I have nothing to do. I will sit in this hotel room until you give me my fucking money.
Oh, well, here's the news, Priceline. Bravo's on.
Yeah, right. I'm so happy to be in this. And by the way, the hotel we got after was so fucking nice. So
that's
I was
great.
Like, I'll live here until you give me my money back. And I was so close. This is, I can't even admit this.
I know,
this,
it's so crazy.
But I was so close to being like, I'll take to social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm verified on Instagram. I was ready to say it.
Yes.
But it never came to that point. I never had to use that embarrassing gun that I had in my back pocket.
It's disgusting. Once you go over 10K, you're like, the world is my palace. And people are like, it means nothing. Shut up. And you're like, okay.
But anyway, I had to make a little scene. And I'll tell you what, when the refund hit, I was like, this feels the same as drugs.
This is what I trained for.
It was amazing.
I wish I had it. I haven't caused a scene.
You must.
Yeah. It feels so good.
I've been rude to TSA people, but they were rude first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to just be chill.
Yeah.
The thing about causing a little scene is it only feels good if you really are justified.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Correct.
So, like, had we not asked to change rooms and then put us in the room next to us, I think that would have been a different story.
Yes.
Oh, also, by the way, when we left the first hotel, my boyfriend walked out in front of me and I walked out behind him and we had just walked in. And while I was walking out, I turned to one of the protesters and I went, "It's working."
Yeah. See, you pitched a fit for justice. Yeah, class solidarity.
That hotel should lose money.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also just when they give you the shitty room and then they send you to the other shitty room. I get this rush.
Next door and worse room.
Right.
And I had paid for the kind of room that was the original room, and this was not the same kind of room.
There's something about being like, I'm about to be disrespected, and then they disrespect you, and you're like, oh,
and
you're like,
I've never been wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's an indignantness to that.
It feels good.
It's a sick little drug.
It feels good to get in a little fight, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter in the grand scheme, you know.
Yeah,
it's nice. I mean, it matters because it's your real money and your real life, but it doesn't. It's a game we play. Yeah.
I did say to a customer service person once, it was at like a restaurant or something. I was like, "Look, man, I know that you just work for this company and you don't care, and that's cool." Yeah. But yeah. And the guy was like, no, I love this company. I was like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to be on your side here.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
I also think if you're going to be like an older Miss Lady.
Yeah. Don't point at me.
You got to be rich.
Yes. That's my new thing.
Yeah. It goes a lot further if you have the money to throw around. Oh,
a rich cunt. I'm like, do whatever you want.
Hell yeah. Yeah. On dates now, I don't ask them what they do for work. I'm like, what do your parents do?
Yeah.
I'm looking for family money.
That's huge. I never thought of that. And I have a friend who is like a career Miss Lady, but she's earned it. She's like beautiful and kind and all of the things. And she, you know, and she was telling me about a guy she started dating. And I always go, when I start dating a guy, I always go, you know, he looks like this, blah, 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 and this is his job.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Like, that's the first thing you say. It's like three sentences. She calls me. She goes, yeah, his name's blah, blah, blah. He's this tall, and his parents are both doctors.
Oh!
And I was like, God, you are playing a different game than me.
Chestnut checkers.
I was like, I don't know what his parents do.
Stop making lateral moves.
I've never known what his parents do.
Yeah.
Go off, man. Miss Lady.
Yeah, if someone was like, what do your parents do? I'd be like, watch British Mysteries.
If someone was like, what do your parents do? I'd go, first of all, parent.
Yeah. right. Yeah.
Oh, that's like the most insulting thing a guy could say to one of you on a date.
Yeah.
Be like, what does your parent do?
And they know, yeah. What does your mom do? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I've said on stage, I only have one parent, and I think you can tell by the everything about me which one it is.
Yeah.
And then they laugh, and it hurts my feelings. Yeah. I had a good dad. He's just dead.
Yeah, you did.
I just came out this way. You can have a good dad and still
be Miss Lady.
And still just be an ungrateful slut.
Whoa. You're in recovery.
Thank you. I'm a one-man whore now.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Yeah.
I love a rich content. I'm sorry. I can't stop. I can't just... Like,
but by the way, if you think I'm not a whore, you should have seen me once he got that refund. Yeah. Oh my God.
You were shilling out all 10 of your pussies.
I was like, make a new hole if you want.
Crank it open.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Would you, T-Bone, would you date a really rich lady? She was cool and fun.
Yeah. No, I've dated people who make more money than me in the past. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
I have dated men who make less money than me. I have no problem with that. Yeah. I do have a problem with this. You can't then be weird about me spending the money on us.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you make less money than me and I want to go to a nice restaurant and pay for it, just go.
Yeah.
Go to the nice restaurant.
Right.
You don't get to be a fucking brat about it.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Yes.
If you're dating a lady who makes more money than you and she's going to pay, just let her do it, dude.
Yes.
Right.
Who gives a
fuck?
Don't
make a big fucking stink.
If your ego is tied to who's paying for the curly fries, you got bigger issues,
and
man.
You need to get a better job.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're going to tie your ego to that, I mean. Right. If that's going to be that important to you, then you need to fix that.
If you're going
to
be a dog walker, you can't give a fuck.
Yes. It's not on her to lower her standard of living to meet you. If you're going to be insecure about not paying, then make more money.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
I completely agree.
I also like boys being trad wives. Like, yeah. I've always...
What does that mean?
I love a house husband.
Like being the one who takes care of the kids or the home or like...
What's trad?
Traditional.
I fucking hate that.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. God. I love you guys so much, but sometimes you throw out stuff at me that makes you want to fucking put a gun in my mouth.
Hey.
Calling it trap, dude.
We didn't invent it.
Listen, okay.
I know. Yeah, listen. I know. You're just regurgitating this bullshit. I bet you've said situationship in your life.
I have, and I've meant it.
I have.
That stinks all
night.
All
right, Toby, I'm 40 on TikTok, okay? Sorry.
What up, I'm doing. Yeah. You invent the world.
Yeah. What am I, Chugi? Okay, sorry.
What's Chugi?
It's like cringy, but specifically if you're a millennial.
Yes.
It's like I love Target. It's like Chugi.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love all the Gen Z hate towards the millennials. Yeah. I can't wait for them to be 30.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's gonna be sick. I can't wait for someone to call you a hack, old bitch.
Yeah. What up, unk?
Yeah.
All right, pussy.
Oh, Lizzie's Gen Z.
I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah. Whatever.
I could go either way. I'm on the cusp, and I'm picking Gen Z in the war for water that's coming
for sure.
They're
for
crazy. Sure.
Yeah, they are crazy.
They bite and scratch, dude. I'm with them.
Yeah, yeah. You don't think I bite and scratch?
I just think other millennials are like, what am I going to do if I can't go to Whole Foods?
Yeah, I'll bite right on the neck.
In a zombie apocalypse, everyone in Gen Z is dead because they won't be able to read the signs that say the zombie's inside.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, all dead.
Yeah.
This is their word of
it. But you were saying you like when a man is a trad wife, and I agree.
I think it's like... you know, if you're going to be a freaky deaky feminist, like have
be your, a freaky deaky feminist and make feminist. Me a roast chicken.
Yeah, make you some baby food while you go up there and make my toddler meal. Jokes in the middle of the night.
Eat my pussy while I'm standing.
Yeah. In my disgusting pink mind, I was like, eat it while I'm standing, and then I'll piss in your face.
It's just like, you know, I'm sex negative. Don't bring that into my world.
Sex negative.
I like regular sex between two people who like each other enough.
I'm like, drink my piss, lady boy. What happened to my brain? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's doing the dishes and stuff, you do get to put your hand on the back of his head while he's munching your box.
See, I think if he's doing the dishes and stuff, you got to suck the soul out of his cock. That's the
trade-off. It should be an even exchange.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's be fucking real honest here.
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
Anyone who is sick at giving head, that's all about them just hoping it comes back around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And does it?
Oftentimes, yes.
Oftentimes, really? Oftentimes, no.
Yeah, oftentimes, no. I've done.
But you're
a boy
and we're girls.
Well, here's the real tea. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm a nerd, right?
Oh,
so you've mastered.
Yeah.
So when I was 13, I was like, I got to figure out how.
Did you go on that Reddit page that a bunch of boys went on?
No, I went. This was pre-Reddit.
Yeah.
Because
you bought a book.
I'm a nerd, not a dork.
Yeah,
come on.
Fair.
No, and I like Googled how do you eat pussy? Yeah. And I found this like forum on this this site for lesbians.
Yeah,
that was
smart.
So it was all ladies talking about how to receive and give. Shout out to you. Uh-huh. And unbelievable.
Yeah,
they paved the way.
Yeah,
or it was just a bunch of guys. Well, it couldn't have been because they were accurate about.
Yeah.
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 What was the one move you remember that was like, never thought of that?
Is there a finishing move that they have? Pun intended.
Yeah. Hey.
Are you guys think I'm about to give out the difference maker? What, are you fucking nuts?
The difference maker.
No,
you're
no, no.
Right,
make no mistake.
Put that behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm having sex with someone, my goal is to eliminate all of the competition up until that point.
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. You want to, the last little eke over the finish line.
Oh, the need for approval and to be a special little boy runs deep.
Yeah, dude. People who give please don't leave me head, it's crazy.
Oh, my God. BPD head.
Yeah. Oh, I've gone to the bathroom to, like, stretch and stuff. Yeah. Make no mistake.
La, 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 la.
Eminem style, yeah. 8 Mile Rap.
Just like slapping myself in the face. Like, this is what we play for. Yeah. Let's go.
Get on the Reddit thread and go, let's go, girls.
I think that's it. I think that's where we ended. Toby, tell the people where to find you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Toby.McMullen. You can follow me on TikTok at Toby McMullen. But the most important thing, please go to my YouTube, Toby McMullen. Subscribe. I got a bunch of cool stuff coming down the pike. Working really hard on it. I have a bit of a perfectionist streak in me, which is why nothing is out
right now.
But it's going to be fucking sick. I can't wait.
And so watch the special.
Please.
Watch the damn special. It's great.
Comment. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Watch it. Comment. Tell Toby we sent you.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the T-Bone fans, last time that you were on the pod, they all came to the YouTube and they were singing your praises. Toby, you're a beloved internet figure.
Yeah.
And we are thrilled for fucking having you on, and throw some love Toby's way.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. You guys are so fun.
Thank you, you're so fun.
God, we have fun, though.
I love baking a casserole, together. Fucking throwing shade at my goddamn florist like a true girls girl. I love ya.
You guys want to go get BLTs and do exactly what we're doing right now? Let's go, dude.
All right, Lizzie, where can they find you?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and come to my show every Wednesday and Saturday at The Gutter in Brooklyn at 9. It's called Comedians You Should Know.
It's one of the best shows in the city, baby.
Thanks, dude. Andrea?
Follow me at AndreaComedy69 and on Instagram and, sorry, Toby, TikTok.
No, sorry.
Girlies.
No, sorry. We love Gen Z and we love TikTok,
yes,
despite everything I've said on the show.
I love it. I love and respect what you guys are about. And follow us on YouTube and comment as well. We love to see you there. And I have an OnlyFans, and please push me over the $12 threshold so that I can take that money out. I'll Venmo you
before
back.
Before somebody makes an honest woman out of her, oh my. The OnlyFans.
Your OnlyFans is having the same sale as my grocery store.
Everything must go.
And that's the pod. Good night.
We did it again.